Southern California, a popular and sunny home to some surprising adventures. That's me, Elizabeth, and today my friend, Jesse LeBeau, and I are exploring some places in Southern California that we've never seen before. We'll visit the Wolf Connection, just north of Los Angeles.
So right now we are in the Turnout, which is basically like a big playground for the wolves.
Meet some awesome animals.
Good.
And make some amazing connections of our own.
Want to see a redwood?
Yes.
More than anything in this world.
Then we'll head south to the Port of Los Angeles to tour a real battleship.
These are knee knockers. They keep the water out in case the ship floods.
From the captain's private galley.
What you cooking over there, Jeff?
Steak and eggs. Captain loves his steak and eggs.
To the safest place on the ship.
Hey, what do we got here?
Let me see.
It's a brand new adventure in the Golden State that you don't want to miss. So let's do it.
Breaker Breaker 1-9, this is Captain Lizzie here reporting for duty.
Welcome to Elizabeth Stanton's Great Big World from Southern California. Hey guys, today we're exploring our great big world close to home and making some really cool discoveries right here in Southern California. You probably know Los Angeles for its famous television studios, theme parks, boulevards, and beaches. But today I've got a
Well, at least if it happens again, you know where to call. All right, Virgie, take good care.
It's more than just breaking news and interviews. It's about helping people. On Mornings with Patty, right here on News Talk, K57. Your talk, your station.
Increasing at alarming rates, really impacting every family. With proper diet, nutrition, and an understanding of how the body works, we can minimize our risk, giving you the opportunity to live a healthier, happier, and longer life. At I Am Strong, we provide the tools and resources to help you take charge of your own health. To find out more, visit IAmStrong.com. Stop our office.
Mundrau Community School has listened closely to Superintendent John Fernandez's call to action and is committed to being an advocate for education. OSS Mundrau offers a credit recovery program and an advancement program for students who are lacking credits or are interested in graduating early may attend OSS Mundrau to gain those credits from a six-year WASC accredited school. They can transfer those credits into the student's district school. Parents, please check your child's counselor and take control of your child's education by sending them to OSS Mundrau to recover those credits that will guarantee the student will graduate with their class or graduate early. OSS Mundrau is located in Agaña next to the Attorney General's old office building at 297 West O'Brien Drive in a three-story blue building. Call 475-9276 for more information. 475-9276. On Guam to visit is Jeff's Pirate's Cove, located in Ipan Talafofo on Route 4, right on a beautiful Windward Beach. The menu is full of wonderful culinary delights, including Jeff's famous Chamorro Fiesta plate. Always remember that Jeff hosts a wonderful Mother's and Father's Day. Father's Day is coming up, folks. Get ready. It's going to be just as good, if not better, than Mother's Day. You just wait and see. A tantalizing Thanksgiving and a Christmas buffet. Take a tour of Jeff's Pirate's Cove's unique local museum and keep an eye out for treasure. Yokoi, Guam's own 28-year survivor of World War II, is featured as a main attraction, showing his last 10 days on Guam and how he lived in the jungle. Jeff opens up Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., and start out with breakfast, Jose's Mexican Omelet. How can you go wrong? Then jump over to Jose's Taco Tuesdays. Wow, what a treat. And, of course, today's Friday, place is packed, and they're all getting that whole parrotfish. What a delight. Now, jump over to Jeff's Mediterranean Greek menu with a gyro platter, another personal favorite, Greek salad, and a list of appetizers that will only increase your appetite. Come to Jeff's Pirate's Cove, open 7 days a week, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Call 789-8646 for orders to go. That's 789-8646. We'll be right back. Imagine it's a quiet moonlit night and you're standing on a beautiful white sandy beach. The sand still warm under your feet from the sun's rays of the day. A gentle breeze is blowing through the palm trees and it softly caresses your face and body. The moon is full and the shimmering pale white moonlight showers you with its powerful moon energy as moonbeams dance upon the ebony waters surrounding you. As you walk along the beach with the waves gently kissing your feet and the ocean singing to you, you look to the heavens and you see the most wondrous, brilliant star. As you gaze upon this twinkling star, you see it fall suddenly into the water in a flash of light. A beautiful, perfect dolphin emerges from that very spot. And in an instant, your heart and mind know that this magical being came to you from the heavens above. The dolphin calls in a language not of words, but of the heart. It is an easy, joyous communication, welcoming you to approach and enter the water. Excitingly, you do so, finding the water warm and soothing. As you greet one another and you look into the dolphin's eyes, you see the universe itself reflected there. You feel at peace and loved. It is a union and a reunion. You remember and you're connected. Such joy and love you have for your new friend and guide. You take hold of the dolphin's fin and she gently swims with you. You feel totally safe and protected as you both now go beneath the surface of the water, deeper and deeper and deeper. How beautiful this underwater world is. You could stay here forever, surrounded by colored fish, coral, sea, and plant life of every description. And in the distance, you see a crystal cave, just for you. You and your guide effortlessly glide toward this cave, so inviting. And as you enter the cave, you find it has many, many rooms of many colors. Red, orange, purple, green, blue, yellow, each is healing. And you choose the color you need. Or you may choose to visit each room, like a sponge, absorbing the vibration, the energy of all the beautiful colors. You may stay here as long as you wish. And when you're ready to leave, you see that your dolphin friend has been patiently waiting for you, and she now accompanies you to the surface. You float silently upward and upward and upward and emerge from the water healed and whole. You bid farewell to each other, thanking this magnificent celestial being for her love and energy and for this healing journey. And in your heart, you know that she will always, always be with you. Welcome to the Edge of Heaven talk show on metaphysics every Friday night, 6:30 to 8 o'clock. Well, Mr. Ulloa.
How are you, sir?
Well, you know, it's an exciting time. You know, as we're emerging from a world of chaos and hopefully moving out. The big word I got is in Chicago, there's less murders in May than there were in April, and so for the Chicago police, you know, they're on their knees thanking Mother Nature for I don't know, to make their job maybe easier than, you know, I mean, I just can't imagine. I mean, I was Armed Forces Police, and I never went up to a homicide, you know, Guam, you know, and just, you know, a couple of domestics, but not a homicide. And just to go into that kind of an arena, you know, I would think after a while, when you have like so many a month, and so you notice so quickly when it's less.
Right, but the whole thing to me, it seems like it's why it's happening is political. In other words, there's agendas behind, you know, what's happening today because of the elections and of the current political climate and everything like that. So there's
right.
agendas at work, and I think the overall picture here is that people are supposedly waking up to what our governments, not just U.S., but worldwide, is up to and
right.
how they treat their people.
Right.
So, to me, it's an awakening process that has to go through a certain phase, if you want to call it that, of it gets worse before it gets better.
And hopefully this is the extent of it, right?
Yeah.
The virus, mm-hmm. the virus fear in itself,
yeah.
and that we evolve from that. Of course, the whole planet's ascending by something like this.
Right.
But, you know, the only thing I see as maybe a good thing about it is the familia. You know, if nothing else happened, you got to know your family, right?
Yeah.
You know, because of what people went through. But, you know, I see, you know, where you're coming from, and I understand all that, as I should, in higher consciousness, right? You can have that thought, and you can never say it's not real, because it's real in people's thoughts.
Yeah, it's just like everything in life. There is a macro level and there is a micro level.
Right.
So it doesn't matter whether it's happening in front of you or not. There's things going to be happening whether you enters your consciousness or not. It only affects you when it enters your sphere of consciousness.
Right.
So each individual is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a matter of individually waking up to where we become as one in the unity principle, where as we all start waking up, then we will find out that we are really all one.
Right.
In that,
the ultimate revelation.
In the sense of our consciousness, merging into a one unified field, if you want to call it
right.
That, where there is only love.
Yes.
Okay, and that is the higher, what you call, basis of metaphysics, you want to call
it. I think it's
that.
The highest.
Yeah, where people will understand that there is more to them than just their personality self.
Right.
That they do have a soul, if you want to call it that, or consciousness, if you don't want to call it a soul.
Depends on who you're talking
yeah,
to.
Yeah, right. So the labels to me are immaterial.
Yeah.
It's what is.
But it still has to be labeled so people get
course.
To grasp
yes,
what you're talking about.
And the labels can be misleading or they can be helpful, you know.
Right.
It all depends on where your perspective is coming from.
Or for the person who's hearing you, where their perspective is coming from.
And not only that, but what are you willing to learn in that now?
Right.
Because it's all happening in the now.
Right.
So if you have if you're not resonating with what's in front of you in the now, then certain things are going to pass you by and you're going to resonate with whatever is there that your soul may want you to resonate with to learn from that.
Okay.
So that, to me, is what life is all about. You're learning from what your relationships are with everything in front of you, including your own thoughts.
Right.
So that, to me, is the big picture of what life is about, is because you can take it, depending on what perspective you want to look at it at, from the macro level down to the micro level, and dealing with it from a very microscopic sense of just what is in front of you and what is it you need to do, going up to the expansion of yourself, so to speak, where you can see how it interrelates with everything and everybody.
You know, what you say is so real. I'm in my first week of a 21-day fast, and when I left our place this morning to go into town, I saw an emergent layer. You know what an emergent layer is, Steve?
Refresh my memory.
Emergent layer is the tallest trees in a forest or in a jungle. It's the ones that shoot up past everybody else.
Okay.
So I'm driving down there at Route 4, you know, and not up to Jeff's Pirates Cove yet, but on the left-hand side, there was one a pine tree, and then of course it had a branch that had come out that's almost as high as the other one, but there are these two that are these tremendously high emergent layer, higher than everything else. And Steve, I'd never noticed it before. And so when I saw it, when I realized it, I go, yes, the fast is working, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm getting more relaxed.
Yes, and it's also, it's similar to when people start, when it starts coming into their consciousness of what other people call angel numbers, you know, like three repeating numbers, or numbers in sequence, you know, 1, 2, 3, or stuff like that, 777, you know, and it means that when you start recognizing that there is more to you than just your ego self, because there is other ways for your consciousness or for people not in this dimension to communicate with you using physical laws, such as synchronicities and seeing how things resonate with you, like if you see a feather or something that can resonate with you in certain ways.
Sure. If I have a thought that, you know, that's in my mind, and if something like that happens while I'm thinking about that, then, you know, there I am, right?
Right.
You know, I think, oh, wow, keep that thought. That's a good thought,
right?
You know, to reinforce it. At Asmujao, we do peer support and peer counseling, and I do that one-on-one with these students. And oftentimes, because of where we are in Aganya, while I'm doing that, the church bells go off. I say, see?
Yeah.
We're talking about the right thing. We're talking about helping
yes.
people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so to recognize that
it's like
part
a sign. Like the universe is giving you a sign.
Yeah.
That you're either on the right track or you should look at this or look at that.
Right. And then to have the realize that, you know, the thing to do is that, right?
Right.
As opposed to alienate yourself from that path where you might, you know, start bumping your head.
It's opening up your consciousness to other things besides what may be currently engaging you in your conscious mind that you may be in a rut in, for instance.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's real because oftentimes, you know, in our lives, you know, you're going to have the two. You know, you're going to have the highs and you're going to have the ruts,
right?
And so when you see these and realize what they are and they're natural, it's Mother Nature's thing, you know, you don't let it affect you to the point that it could. You know, you don't get too exuberant, you know, when you're running around bumping and jumping on tables. And the other one, you know, you don't go out there in the car and start breathing carbon monoxide, right? You kind of mediate the two.
It's the balance.
And the moderation is what we push. You know, I would never tell people not to do things. The only thing I tell people is moderation. You know, you always want to be in control. You always want to be able to handle whatever's around you. And that's just the nature of the vehicle, to make sure this thing goes as long as possible.
Well, one of the problems is with people, if they get too caught up in whatever personal issues they're dealing with the heavy emotions or whatever, they lose sight of all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So usually life would give them a kick to get them back on track, so to speak.
Yeah.
So something traumatic happens or something out of the ordinary, maybe, that gets them to think about where they're at.
Right.
And that is just a way that the universe is giving you back your consciousness as to what you're here for.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so we got a call. I see that light blinking. Let's see. Hello? Somebody calling? No?
Hello?
Yes, hi. How are you?
Hi.
Thank you.
Oh, he's got a call. This is K57, right?
Yeah, this is K57, the Edge of Heaven show, 6:30 to 8 o'clock every Friday night. Stay tuned.
Yeah, this is Dione Young.
Dione Young from Agate, Guam.
Yes.
And came across all the way across the ocean on a sailboat.
Is that you, Dione?
Is that the same, Dione?
That. Okay.
That's the same one, right?
Oh, yeah, that's me. Hi, Randy. Did you say you're doing a 21-day fast?
21-day. We're into the first week.
Ah.
You heard about the Daniel fast?
No.
The Daniel fast is in the Bible. It's like 10, under Daniel, 10, 23, 24, or 22, 23. And Daniel, he just quit eating meat and dairy products and just went full on fruits and vegetables. So a Daniel fast is something we would represent to get people to start with, you know, and then after that, you know, you jump into the pit and don't eat anything and just drink water, right? You know, and,
right.
And remember you're still a good boy even though you're just drinking water.
Oh yeah, I just I'm reading this book, Downloads from the Nine, and he did a 54-day fast, the last 3 days on air alone.
There you go. Well,
yeah.
Well, Joseph,
it didn't work out quite as well as he'd wanted it to because he didn't do the water. He should have stayed on the water.
Yeah.
He was fine on the water. But the longest fast I've ever done is 14 days.
Okay, well, Joseph from Island Strong, he did a 50-day fast just a couple months.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did a 50-day fast, and at day 42, he gave up politics. And then he went all the way to 50, but he certainly and really realized why everybody stops at 40.
Who was this?
This is Joseph from Megabyte, you know, Island Strong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, he did a 50-day fast, and he videoed it. He made comments, you know, about how he was feeling going through the thing. But the one that struck me the best was the at 42 he gave up politics. I thought that was pretty cool, you know.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so Dion, we're in about a minute and 45 seconds here until we take the CBS is what we're dropping right now here, CBS.
Can I call back?
Well, unless you want to listen to CBS and all the things we do after that, why don't you call back?
Yeah, I'll call back because I have an interesting, you know, the eclipse is coming up.
Another one?
The lunar eclipse.
Yeah, we just had a lunar eclipse.
I mean, the solar eclipse.
Okay, you had me worried there. I thought this thing was bouncing off the wall. Yeah.
The solar eclipse is about new beginnings, but I'll talk to you after the news.
Let's do that. Okay, Dion.
Okay.
Thank you. You know, we have this opportunity here on the radio, right, with K57 to talk about these kind of things. Because, you know, for me, because I guess who I am, you know, I try to talk about it as much as I can to as many people that I come in contact with. And it's amazing for me to do it because I kind of have like a premonition or I'll just say something and the person can't believe that I say what I said because they had, you know, it just comes out of the air. It's like you're getting these things. So that's why I'm thinking maybe about this alien thing that maybe, you know, that's where we're working from.
It's a good thing you mentioned that because I was going to bring that up later.
Okay, good. All right, good. Okay, so we got Glenn in the booth, and we're doing good, and we're going to jump into the CBS News here, and it's going to be exciting, folks. We want you to listen to the news, but, you know, of course, the rule is you only have to listen to the good news. That's where we're the good news team here. And we'll be talking about fasting and some of these things and these alien thoughts, of course, that you don't want to run away from. This is KGM and Aganya Guam. Here's the CBS News.
That's 800-490-4140.
The lifestyle we live and chemicals from our modern society are driving a global health crisis. Serious health problems are now at epidemic proportions on Guam. Over the past 10 years, health problems from cancer to Alzheimer's to diabetics, even autism, are all shown to be increasing at alarming rates, really impacting every family. With proper diet, nutrition, and an understanding of how the body works, we can minimize our risk, giving you the opportunity to live a healthier, happier, and longer life. At Island Strong, we provide the tools and resources to help you take charge of your own health. To find out more, visit islandstrong.com. Stop by our office next door to Megabyte in Tamuning or call 648-9355 to speak to a wellness coach. Learn to live well with Island Strong. That's 648-9355.
Comes the sun, I said, it's all right.
Osmujao Community School has listened closely to Superintendent John Fernandez's call to action and is committed to being an advocate for education. Osmujao offers a credit recovery program and an advancement program where students who are lacking credits or are interested in graduating early may attend Osmujao to gain those credits from a six-year WASC accredited school that can transfer those credits into the student's district school. Parents, please check your child's counselor and take control of your child's education by sending them to Osmujao to recover those credits that will guarantee the student will graduate with their class or graduate early. Asmujal is located in Agaña, next to the Attorney General's old office building at 297 West O'Brien Drive in a three-story blue building. Call 475-9276 for more information. That's 475-9276. The most unique place on Guam to visit is Jess Pirates Cove, located in Ipan Talafofo on Route 4 right on a beautiful windward beach. The menu is full of wonderful culinary delights, including Jess' famous Chamorro Fiesta Plate. Always remember, the Jess hosts a wonderful Mother's Day as it was, and now a Father's Day. If you went to the Mother's Day, you got to go to the Father's Day because it's just out of this world. And of course, there's a tantalizing Thanksgiving and a Christmas buffet. Take a tour of Jess Pirates Cove's unique local museum and keep an eye out for treasure. Yokoi, Guam's own 28-year survivor of World War II, is featured as a main attraction, showing his last 10 days in Guam and how he lived in the jungle. Jeff opens up Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Start out with breakfast, Jose's Mexican omelet. How can you go wrong? Jump over to Jose's Taco Tuesdays, that triple taco, that burrito. You can't go wrong. And then, of course, the big day is today, Friday, F-R-Y day. You got your shrimp scampi, deep-fried calamari rings, fish and shrimp combo, and then my favorite, the whole parrotfish. And let's talk about Jeff's Mediterranean Greek menu with a gyro platter, another personal favorite, Greek salad, and a list of appetizers that will only increase your appetite. Folks, Jess Pirates Cove is open up 7 days a week, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Call 789-8646 for orders to go. That's 789-8646.
Edge of Heaven message.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe and how. Somewhere in her smile, she knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows me. I don't want to leave her now. You know, I believe. And how? You're asking me, will my love grow? I don't know. I don't know. You stick around. Now, it may show. I don't know. I don't know. Something in the way she knows. And all I have to do is think of her. Something in the things she shows me. I don't want to leave her now. You know, I believe. And how? Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. You know, I believe. And how? Somewhere in her smile, she knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe. And how? The love you take is equal to the love you make. Love, 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 Guaja, Guaja, Guaja.
Catch The Edge of Heaven Fridays from 6:30 to 8 p.m. right here on News Talk K57.
Love, but the world needs now is love. everyone.
Bartholomew, that worked. What a song. Isn't that beautiful? Right, we don't get enough of that. Love, sweet love. Okay, so I know Dion is going to give us a call, but in the meantime, Steve, we're talking aliens here. And we're talking about the aspect of this, what we've been talking about for a long, long time,
yeah,
is finally when it's going to be disclosed that, yes, folks, there is a Santa Claus.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're seeing more and more in the mainstream media now that it's coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Question is, why now?
Okay.
Why? Why not beforehand? Well, you have to look at the agendas involved. Why is it advantageous? Who does it help when this alien disclosure is coming out now? Well, it's good in one way. Now it's bringing it out to the mainstream that we can actually talk about aliens now and not laugh at it. It's also a good way to decide if it really is true as a national security threat or not. And is it really more of a spiritual thing or an actual physical thing that we have to resolve among our human psyche as to whether we are alone in the universe or not? So all of these things come into play now, and the good thing about it, that mainstream media, if you want to call it that, is bringing it out now, is that now we can start talking about it without the woo-woo factor as much anymore.
Right. Yeah.
So that to me is the positive thing. The negative side of this is, what are the agendas involved, and who are the players? Who's actually bringing this out, and what are the reasons for doing that, if it's a positive reason or a negative reason? Okay, so it just depends on what angle you're coming in on in this, and whether or not we are getting the whole picture or not.
Okay, no, I hear you. Let's see what we got.
Yeah.
Okay, this first time, is this Dion? I don't have a key. I don't have a key. If she's on the line, I don't have it lit up. The only one I have lit up is number 9. If she's on the line. There we go. We're working on our getting Dion back on. But no, I hear what you're saying. I think the big thing is, we might be in a situation where we're not really in control of that activity.
What do you mean, we?
The whole world. You know, the whole world in that aspect of having this alien. You know, the Vatican, of course, said, you know, they're all God. Everybody, all the essences out there, wherever they are, it's all God, which is right. Then you look at individuals who have all these experiences that were just fluffies. We thought them as just fluffies, right? You know, getting kind of adopted by them and going through all these different things that they went through as how they communicated, and then things about the crop circles, and then things about the cattle mutilizations, and mm-hmm. all these kind of things. That now, and then of course, the ancient alien great series about all these monoliths and things that are built, you know, all over the world. That in itself brings us to, you know, that you would be an egomaniac if you thought we were the only ball game in town. And so for us to embrace these folks, I think they're very hospitable, you know, that they haven't just decided, you know, this Mother Nature yin and yang thing that's going on here. You know, it's just crazy because you got good and evil, you got all these things,
right. and
they haven't.
That would come into the consciousness, or are they good aliens or bad aliens?
Well, I tell you what, between you and I, if they're bad, we know already.
Yeah.
And so I'm just anticipating that they're all good and kind of standing by here for us to get over.
Yeah, that's where the spiritual aspect comes.
And so this ascension thing.
Right, and it's part of the ascension process.
Right, and the ascension thing where we all kind of get to a certain revelation of self, then, of course, the thoughts that we have in our minds. When you get into higher consciousness, one with the universe, you're connected to the alien network also. You don't think you're not. And
well, those consciousness,
right, so your thoughts, you start out with Einstein, start out with some of these folks that have an ability to have these this knowledge, and then where does it come from? Where you think about it?
Right,
you know?
But then you also have the organized religion coming in and saying, "Are these angels or demons?" You know, that kind of,
because they always want to create fear. They always want you to think that the demons are going to come and get you, so you better come back next Sunday so they don't come back and see you.
Well, that is an aspect, but I don't think it explains everything coming from our religious side.
Yeah.
So
because it goes above that.
Yeah.
The, you know, the church saying, you know, they're all God's folks is rightfully so. But when we talk about aliens living among us, that's some of the things that come up. And the way an alien would live among us is that you would be sensitive to your thoughts that are being transmitted, you know, through that essence, and then you receiving it. It's like John Lilly.
Telepathy is how they usually communicate if you're talking about actual ETs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So that is usually in the way we've been getting certain information is by channeling or trance channeling and stuff like that.
Right.
So that's another aspect of what may be involved.
Yeah, and the more we do, the better we get at it.
Then also that brings up the question, are we really talking to ETs or to our higher self?
Well, you're talking to your higher self, which is in fact an ET.
Yes.
Because that's who you are. You're a multidimensional being, and when you get to the revelation of oneness, how could you not? Like when I ask people, are you one with the universe? Oh yeah, I'm one with the universe. Well, then you are the alien. Right, because you're one with the universe, and to embrace that, because that knowledge is taking us from a third dimensional polarity, which is crazy between you and I, to a bliss, a fifth dimension bliss, where you see things for what they are, and it's all a hallelujah.
I look at it as an awakening, as waking up to who we are as a multidimensional self.
Right,
and that to me is where. As we awaken, so to speak, we know that there's more to life than what we consider it to be at
this
stage.
Absolutely.
So
thank you.
As we learn more and more about this, realizations will start coming through. We'll start to find out, are we living in fear or are we going to live in love?
And it's your choice.
That is the choice that humanity eventually has to make, in order to go to, say, the next dimension, if you want to call it.
And I think this, all these, where we are now, you know, in time, that this is, we're on the road, we're on the ladder, we're actually ascending. My big thing is truth. The reason why is because of truth. It's so imminent in our lives, you know, that we have that aspect that nobody can hide from the truth any longer.
Right.
And that's why, you know, Bill Gates got busted by his wife. You know, the truth came out, right? He's fooling around, that boy, you know? And then, you know, it goes on and on. And then who would guess, you know, that that's not the case? And then how many people do enter into that they cannot hide from it any longer?
Well, yeah, and then that brings us back down to belief systems. Truth does not care about what belief system you're working under, because truth is just truth.
Right, and that's what's going to emerge.
Yeah.
And that's the ascension.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for me, you know, that's a big tattoo you want to get on your forehead. Instead of stupid, you want to put truth. Right.
But then again, you will come down to whose truth, what's truth, and how do you
because
know
there's
it's
alternative truth.
How do you know it's true?
Right. No, absolutely. And that's the individual choice. That's your individual, that's the will that we've been given, you know, to make that determination.
Well, there is what you might call absolute truth in a way, because truth doesn't care about whether you call it my truth, your truth, or his truth. Mm. You know, it's just truth.
Mm-hmm.
So, in a way, it's there no matter whose truth we want to ascribe it to.
Right.
So, it's, to me, that's what I call maybe the ultimate truth, where it doesn't matter whether you call it your truth or their truth or whatever, because that brings us back to belief systems.
Right.
So, to me, it's just what is.
Sure.
If it is there and it is reality, then that is the truth.
Right, and that's in the aspect of real clearly, you know, pro-choice, pro-life.
Yeah.
Liberals, conservatives, and the immensity of it, you know, the right. immensity of the thought. And what happens in the third dimension is you start hating, you know, because you think their agenda is exactly the opposite of you, just isn't right. So consequently, you're going to rise to the revelation of what you're talking about, of being above this and seeing it as natural, Mother Nature, because it's always been that way, and it's not going to change on the third dimension.
Well, and also I think the realization is dependent on your soul and your personality balancing and harmonizing together.
Sure.
Because then the realization comes, and you don't really have to force that.
No.
That will come naturally.
And that's what's coming
naturally.
That's what's coming now,
and that is
naturally.
What is coming with
yeah,
the
and that's the difference now,
that,
as opposed
yeah.
to in history,
aspect.
Is this awakening aspect.
So go with the flow is a very good
No, absolutely. How could you
yeah.
go wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah, with going with the flow. I mean, just ask the Beatles, right?
Yeah.
I mean, these cats, they came in the 60s. And
go flow and stay in the now.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And and you know,
and always learn what unconditional love means.
Live it.
Yeah. And
live it.
And drop the fear.
Yes. And folks, the ascension, like we saw on and on, you know, you just see it. It's so in your face. And the beauty that I feel about being in the Marianas is that this location in this humanness, you know, humans teaching humans how to be human, that the source of this knowledge can leave from here and spread, you know, throughout the world. It's exciting, you know, when you realize where you are in the Marianas. You know, I try to be as humbled about it as possible, to be a lucky boy to be here and to engage in this this hospitality and
yeah.
this humanness. I've learned so much by being here.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing, it came like two months after I had a death experience, I came here. And so to me, it really, you know, got to my heart, you know, because I evolved here
yeah.
with that knowledge, and that made a difference.
Well, you know, they call Pacific for a reason. You know, there is what you call places in the world that resonate to different energies and frequencies.
Sure.
So it just, every place is valid, every place has its own frequency for a reason.
Right.
And, you know, the Pacific region is also... there's a reason why it's here and why it's surrounded by water.
Yeah, you know, I've been to all the islands in the Marianas and you know, Chuuk, Pohnpei, as mm-hmm. much as we'd like to spend. But our in Guam itself, that focal point that you're talking about is Seti Bay.
Mm-hmm.
When you're sitting at the bay of the highest mountain in the world, right?
Yeah.
And you're there, and nobody else is there, and the wind's blowing, it's a blue sky, white fluffy clouds, and then you're just taking these deep breaths,
yes,
you know.
Experiences.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah. and so that essence, you know, you're really joined. I was there for the harmonic convergence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we said, okay, let's go line them up, right? And that's, for myself, an uplifting. That's why we tried to do the Easter egg hunt, you know, get there on a Sunday, Easter Sunday, and have this kind of this ritual, and that's something.
It's a grounding that I think everyone should get into, at least on a routine basis, you know, to ground ourselves back to Mother Earth and to resonate with the planet as a whole, because we are all energy beings.
Right.
So it's good to balance our energies out.
Right. No.
If you're always living in your head, if you're always living or vice versa in the physical, you know, you're not in balance, so you need to balance this out.
Right, yeah. And that's and accepting the things that encourage this
yeah.
ascension and this revelation. And then once you get a taste, see, the interesting thing is what in my experience is that people are getting tastes of it.
Yeah.
You know, they get a taste, and it's a good taste.
Yeah.
You know, but then they go back into their drama or whatever.
Yeah. Well, it's getting to be where nobody can deny it now, because we're getting to the point in our awakening process where you have to like you said, make choices, because things are going to be put in front of you where you have to make choices.
Right.
And those choices are up to you. Are you going to base it on fear, or are you going to base it on love? So that's one aspect of the awakening process and the things that are happening now, whether you call it end times, whether you call it the fulfillment of prophecies, where you just call it quantum physics, you know, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't really matter in the end, because it's happening.
Right.
And the point is how are you going to resonate with it?
Right.
What choices are you going to make? Are you going to make your choices based on fear, or are you going to make it based on love? You know, and that's an individual choice everyone has to make based on how they relate with their own soul level.
Right. Now what I just thought of when you just said that,
yeah,
I thought of like Revelation,
right,
Apocalypse,
mm-hmm,
all of these things. And in my head, when it just came in, I thought, wow, that is what is the aspect of leaving the third dimension, going into the fifth dimension, is just that. You know, and what is ending is the mindset, you know, of ego stopping,
yes,
you to get into this higher consciousness.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Well, higher consciousness means just that. You cannot, if you're going into a higher dimension with higher vibratory energies, you can't bring the lower vibratory frequencies with you,
no,
because you won't resonate.
Right, right. It'll be a rough,
yeah,
and bumpy road.
Right. So stuff like fear would have to drop, for
right,
instance, if
no,
you're vibrating at a high love frequency.
Sure.
And vice versa. If you're vibrating at a low frequency of fear, then the love tends to disappear as far from your consciousness. But it's not gone, because everything is made out of that love consciousness.
Right. And then once
you engage,
and
that's the hard part for most people to understand.
Right.
Because they think we're in a duality, either have one or the other. But I think love conquers,
right,
all,
and
means
that
it has all those frequencies.
And that revelation is the fifth dimension.
Right, and the fear aspect is,
right,
just us forgetting,
right,
and vibrating at a lower frequency,
right,
where we are separating ourselves from that higher vibration.
Third dimension.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then upon the revelation, there you are in the fifth dimension.
Yeah.
See, the thing about it is, what the important thing is that people have to realize they can be in the fifth dimension and chop the wood and carry the water.
Well, your soul's in all the dimensions.
Yeah, but you're here.
Yeah.
I mean, that
your
consciousness that you're carrying around with,
right,
you now is here in a blissful state. That's the what the projection. If we're going to change what goes on here in the third dimensional realm, right, it's always going to be third dimensional realm. But if you rise above it in a higher consciousness, then you can see things for what they are, and then you're in bliss while you're here. And that's what we always talk about. You know,
yes,
before you have that revelation, you chop the wood and carry the water. And after you have the revelation, you chop the wood and carry the water.
Yeah.
You don't quit your Gov Guam job, boys. You know, you keep doing what it is you do, because you got to maintain what's going on here in species,
yeah,
right? And how you are.
That's, well, your consciousness is living in a skin suit, if you want to call it that. So you have to deal with the laws, the physical laws of where you're at.
Right.
Consciousness-wise.
Right, and that's real.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, can you evolve to the point of an avatar, such as a Buddha or a Jesus, where you can actually manipulate the physical laws of this dimension? And that requires, I think, you being totally in knowing what unconditional love is all about.
Absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely, and surrendering to it.
Right.
Right, and oftentimes, you know, our ego keeps us, that ego, the higher ego, the ego, not the ego just to run the operation here, but the, mm-hmm, ego, you know, often fights that because of self-recognition.
Mm-hmm.
But once you surrender to unconditional love, you're enveloped. It's, you know, only the best happens to you,
mm-hmm,
because of there you are in the fifth dimension. Now, Steve, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Are you in the fifth dimension?
My soul is.
There you go. Hallelujah.
My consciousness.
Your higher consciousness is
always there, but, and it's whether or not I can connect with that is the whole idea of being in the fear of love.
Okay, your mom's tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay, so your mantra, of course, to stay in there, and anytime you think you're sliding, is what?
To stay in the higher consciousness,
yeah,
is I just think of unconditional love. Basically.
Mantra. Okay, so that's your,
yeah,
mantra. You go unconditional,
yeah,
love, unconditional love, unconditional love.
If you really want to bring it down to a more emotional level, is how do you feel, right? And how do you feel when you love your kids, for instance? How do you feel when you love a little puppy?
You want me to tell you?
Okay, yeah.
Guaidza, 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 guaidza. That's that mantra. It has to come so quick, you know, that you don't hesitate anytime
you speak. Well, each individual person is going to be different.
Yeah, because they have a different mantra.
Not only that, there are different life experiences involved for everyone.
No, absolutely.
So one mantra for one person can be different from another.
Just as long as it's love.
The point is the energy frequency.
Right. Yeah.
Where are you at? Are you resonating with fear, or are you resonating with unconditional love?
Right.
And everyone has their own life experiences, their own tool set, if you want to call it that, that can bring them to that place.
Right. No, absolutely. Yeah. And what when we teach like the support, you know, up here and support it, it's like you have to be able in your mom, what we say is your whatever your mom's ethnicity is.
Mm-hmm.
If your mom is Chukis, then your mantra is tong 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 tong. That's what you say because it's love.
Mm-hmm.
And using love, the most powerful force in the universe, will keep you in higher consciousness, even though you're gonna have all these aspects to happen to you in your third dimensional reality that's gonna bring drama to your life and all these things.
Right.
So instead of having a human reaction to those things, you're going to have a higher consciousness response, which is going to be the right thing. But oftentimes to escape the human reaction, that's when the guaidza, 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 the the tong, tong, tong has to come in.
Right. And I think a good question for psychologists and psychiatrists is how do you get depressed individuals out of their depression when they, even if they think about unconditional love, it doesn't come to them because there is a frequency that they're resonating with that they need something traumatic or something to kick them out of that frequency.
Like lithium. You know?
Or,
have you ever been up to mental health and those padded?
Well, not even just chemical, but you know, it could be a physical thing.
Well, that's what I'm saying, a physical thing.
Yeah.
You know, oftentimes, you know, a lot of folks have such a chemical imbalance,
mm-hmm.
you know, that what they're being run by is elementals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not really in their body,
right.
you know, the higher consciousness. They've given it up. And so these elementals are in, which are lower kind of nature, spirit kind of things, and to get them, and to get that human back in, or the higher consciousness back into the body, you know, you go to one of those cells up there, and, you know, mental health, and you get a thorazine.
And to me, the bigger picture of that...
Yeah, thorazine and lithium.
The bigger picture of that is what is your soul want for you to experience when you have those depression times, stuff like that.
Well,
everything happens for a reason.
No, absolutely.
So if you are depressed or you have suicidal thoughts, maybe your soul's saying that this lifetime you're going to know how to overcome suicidal thoughts or succumb to it. Whatever.
Thank you. Well, you we don't want to succumb.
Yeah.
You know, because your higher consciousness.
That's an individual choice.
Yeah.
What I'm saying.
There you are, and that's always been my. Problem, I think, in an instance, because, you know, if I'm going to fight suicide,
mm-hmm.
you know, to me it's not allowable, but then there's that other side of it saying, well, they have that choice. You know, if they want to just go to the second floor and hang out with all these people who are got egos and committed suicide, bless their little hearts. But and as opposed to going to the third floor where they're embraced by ancestors and knowledgeable people, and, you know, that's just... Where what I see. So what I am, I'm kind of...
But I'm sort of fatalistic in one way, and it's not necessarily negative, because if you believe your soul's eternal, for instance, just because you lose one lifetime, it if you're looking at it from that perspective, it's not such a negative thing, because your passing in that way may have helped someone else, for instance.
Well, absolutely, and looking at it that way, the one, I always go back to the Tibetan kind of stuff, because these cats have been around for such a long time, that they have a ritual, they have a ceremony that they do to go in to the second floor, take the spirit out, and put them on the third floor, and it's real. If you want to Google it, you know, it's a Tibetan reality of about rising somebody above in their post-death.
Yeah, working with the energies.
With the energies and going in there and getting these folks and taking them to
But that all has to be on a soul agreement level, though.
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's the way I look at it, because if your soul decides what it wants to experience here, then it's between your personality self as being part of your soul and your higher self. So whichever the greater you, if you want to call it that, wants to experience what's going to happen.
Yeah. And often is predestined to have these occurrences. My like hope and pray kind of thing is that in the ascension, because it's going so fast, like in the last 8 years really, since this thing's really been cracking now, you know, with all these people getting busted for all these truth coming, you know.
Yeah, the truth is more transparent now.
Absolutely. So because of that, we're on a train ride, and I think everybody's on the train. Nobody's not on the train, right? That's the thing about it, you know. That's the difference between now and other times we had. And in that, we're shooting, to this higher revelation, this fifth dimension, and that's what's going to give us a blissful thought, no matter what goes on. You know, your neighbor comes over and starts.
What you're saying to me just means that are we going to choose to live in fear or choose to live in love?
Yeah.
So you're basically saying the same thing.
Well, no. Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's
absolutely
just a matter of our individual experience of how we do that.
Right.
I think that's
right.
That's the thing.
But Steve, you always have these extremes. If your neighbor came over and shot your dog in front of you, your humanness and your reaction to that, could be a lot of drama.
Sure.
In higher consciousness, if you went into a higher consciousness response, you look at the guy and you say, "I'll pray for you, Cello. I'll pray for you." Okay, and then go bury your dog. But that's the trick. That's the trick, is being able to rise above this drama. And I think if you have a little bit, you're not doing moderation. So you got a little bit too much ice. You got a little bit too much drunk. You got too much of this, too much of that. You're going to be in a situation where you're not going to be able to control your drama.
True, but drama is necessary as well at the soul-to-soul level, because of either, you want to call it, if we're getting really metaphysical now, you want to call it karmic ribbons, or you want to call it what the soul came reincarnated here to experience, victim or perpetrator, for instance. Okay, so you can't cut those roles out, for instance, if at the soul level you agree to play one or the other. You see, so it all depends. Now, this is based on the premise, of course, if you believe your soul is eternal. And if your life force or whatever at the soul level is eternal, then all we're doing is the soul is garnering experiences to learn what it's like to live in 3D, to live what it's like to be separate from source, if you want to call it
right,
that.
Right, right. In our emerging, our life,
right.
You see people...
The whole point I'm trying to get at is don't judge.
No judgment.
There
no, in higher consciousness, there's no judgment.
There is no judgment.
We're all equal.
Right.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's the joy of that revelation.
Yeah.
Because we do that constantly. And that's something,
Well, it's just like you said with shooting the dog in front of you, that you didn't really judge when you told him, bless you or whatever.
I'll
pray for you, right? So... you were rising to a higher frequency, if you want to call it that, because you understand that we're all energetic beings, including the dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a matter of where you're coming from. Now, if you're living in fear, obviously anger would come up and other heavy emotions coming in. So it all depends on where you're coming from. You're
right.
Coming from love or fear.
Right.
And how you would react in that situation, for instance, based on what your soul is trying to experience.
Right. And to understand that.
Yeah.
To understand that, that's where you get into meditative states.
Right.
And you start, looking at things where you really consider everything in your life as you evolve.
Right.
But between you and me, Steve, you really gotta moderate your intake. In food, in liquor, in ice.
Everything is energy.
Everything is energy, but to how it expresses within your vehicle. And so for us to be at a podium and say, okay, we're not going to say don't, we're just saying moderation. You know, always be in control, always be loving, always take care of your family, always, you know, be respectful. And that hearing Guam, well, hearing the Marianas, is more than any other place.
How do you answer the argument then in saying, if that's the case and you're not supposed to judge, why are you even preaching moderation when each soul, for instance, has to learn its own extremes
right.
for whatever it is?
Well, that's coming from that higher consciousness. Right. If you and I can say that we're in fifth dimension,
right.
and if we, you and I can say, okay, we were here during Mu, or we were here doing, you know, so far back.
Atlantis, whatever.
Yeah, that we're here now to teach. We're here now to help. We're here now to be this human effort to have people revelation that,
right,
that it's okay.
It all comes back to don't judge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It to me, it's whether you're living from love or fear.
Yeah.
And that's the ultimate reality,
right.
I think, for us, whether it's coming from our soul level or not.
Right.
You know, so it's...
So do whatever you want?
So, no.
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily mean do whatever you want, because unless your soul has that agreement soul to soul, it's going to happen whether or not you want it to happen, unless that, if that is the agreement.
Yes.
You know? So
yes.
It could look like, why did this happen to such a good person, or why did this happen to such a bad person? Okay, maybe it's because it's a soul to soul agreement.
Right.
So that's
right.
where you don't judge.
That's called
and that's the whole
point.
That's
called transmigration.
Now, right. And if living in love or fear is working out that agreement, it's on an individual basis is what I'm trying to get
Absolutely.
At.
Absolutely.
So it's all individual, you know, and you can't really judge from a soul level
right.
what other people are choosing for themselves.
So I think like the Edge of Heaven.
Now, what you're saying, though, about guiding is very much...
Well, I think that's what Edge of Heaven's all about.
Yeah, it's, you know, very
we're trying
much
to get out this
recommended
information
so they can
about, yeah,
understand
so people can understand
aspects,
it and
right.
then have that revision. But can we take that break? Yeah, we'll take that quick break here, and we'll be right back. Chemicals from our modern society are driving a global health crisis. Serious health problems are not epidemic proportions on Guam. Over the past 10 years, health problems from cancer to Alzheimer's to diabetics, even autism, are all shown to be increasing at alarming rates, really impacting every family. With proper diet, nutrition, and an understanding of how the body works, we can minimize our risk, giving you the opportunity to live a healthier, happier, and longer life. At Island Strong, we provide the tools and resources to help you take charge of your own health. To find out more, visit islandstrong.com. Stop by our office next door to Megabyte in Tamuning, or call 648-9355 to speak to a wellness coach. Learn to live well with Island Strong. That's 648-9355.
Here comes the sun,
I
say it's all right.
Askmujao Community School has listened closely to Superintendent John Fernandez's call to action and is committed to being an advocate for education. Askmujao offers a credit recovery program and an advancement program where students who are lacking credits or are interested in graduating early may attend Askmujao to gain those credits from a six-year WASC accredited school. They can transfer those credits into the student's district school. Parents, please check your child's counselor and take control of your child's education by sending them to a smooth job to recover those credits that will guarantee the student will graduate with their class or graduate early. A smooth job is located in Agana, next to the Attorney General's old office building at 297 West O'Brien Drive in a three-story blue building. Call 475-9276 for more information. That's 475-9276. The most unique place on Guam to visit is Jess Pirates Cove, located in Ipan Talafofo on Route 4 right on a beautiful Windward Beach. The menu is full of wonderful culinary delights, including Jess' famous Chamorro Fiesta Plate. Always remember that Jess hosts a wonderful Mother's and Father's Day. Father's Day is coming up on the 20th, folks. Get ready, along with a tantalizing Thanksgiving and a Christmas buffet. Take a tour of Jess Pirates Cove's unique local museum. Keep an eye out for treasure. Yokoi, Guam's own 28-year survivor of World War II, is featured as a main attraction, showing his last 10 days on Guam and how he lived in the jungle. Jeff opens up Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Start out with that breakfast, Jose's Mexican Omelet. Folks, unbelievable. Jose's Taco Tuesdays, jump into that Friday, eat that whole parrot fish. Wow, now we're talking. Then on to Jess' Mediterranean Greek menu with a gyro platter. Another personal favorite, Greek salad, and a list of appetizers that will only increase your appetite. Come to Jess Pirates Cove, open 7 days a week, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Call 789-8646 for orders to go. That's 789-8646. Now, you can call 789-2683 to make those reservations. 789-2683. Make those reservations for that Father's Day. Unbelievable. Welcome back, Edge of Heaven, folks. What we're talking about is aliens and ascension and spaghetti and meatballs. On this fast, I tell you, one thing about the fast, one of the things they talk about, of course, is this constant, every time you open up the newspaper and there's a food advertisement, you can see, we are in a food advertising driven environment. You know, how much time food comes up on TV, and that when I was reading up on fasting, that's one of the regular things that can realize. You can turn off the voice. You can bring the voice down now. There you go. Okay. So in the aspect of having that, going through a fast, whether or not it's just a three-day fast or however you do it, that's the best way to start things. And of course, see your doctor. And in some instances, you want to probably call your doctor every day if you're doing your different things. But in this Daniel's fast, this thing that's from the scripture, is very cool because you fast by just eating fruits and vegetables, which of course is and no dairy products, which is interesting in coming from the scriptures. A lot of people, of course, when they begin a fast, those first few days, they're just kicked, because of their routine. The biggest thing is you think about the ritual of eating breakfast, the ritual of eating lunch, the ritual of looking forward to eating dinner. These are all things that have to be substituted with other thoughts, like drinking water. You can look forward to that glass of water. But into this, I think what it is, the cleansing of the body, you know, and it lists out what happens in the first day, what happens, what gets clean. The kidneys get cleaned first. That's the first thing that gets cleaned. And then it goes through all the different body parts and things and how long it takes, you know, to really mm-hmm. get them, you know, and you kind of start over, of course, after that, you know, as to where you are in this rehabilitation of the vehicle. You know, they're coming out now that they're saying maybe 150 years, you'll be able to live up until 150 years. But it's just, what is going to be the quality of that 150 years? Are you going to be in pain through that, you know, those older years to balance out all those wonderful moments you had mm-hmm. with your sweetheart? Or are you going to enter into a situation where you're going to be able to realize what it is and be above the pain? You know, because people fear pain. Mm-hmm. You know, when we talk about fear and love, and then there's the flip side, I guess, the people get off on it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's real too. Mm-hmm. And so to rise above it, to be in that higher consciousness, so you can handle the pain, so to speak, of whatever is going on. You think of these CEOs running these multi-billion dollar businesses, and then there they are, 3 o'clock in the morning on top of their bedpan, and nobody's answering their buzzer to come and clean them, right? I mean, what a transition, you know, to enter into. It's an amazing, our lives are amazing, you know, on this third dimensional plane. But just the source of trying to save lives, or trying to have people live as long as possible, have as many experiences, as we mentioned, whatever choice you make, that seems to be the choice for you, unless the choice as you mature. Now, spiritual maturation, now we talk about that. And in spiritual maturation, my thought is to be in bliss, to live as long as possible, and deal with whatever pain and whatever love and goodness that occurs, to make it so I'm above it. And that is not easy, but until I discovered my mantra, the love, the guaja, 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 mm-hmm. to make it real for me. Mm-hmm. Because nobody escapes thoughts, you know, what they come into yourself, they come into your mind about whatever you think is going on. Mm-hmm. What amazes me is they're making policy in Washington, D.C., where those Northeasters come in. I was in Washington, D.C., one of those Northeasters come in, and I go, what? They make policy here? They should move to Miami, right? You know what I mean? Yeah. And come walking in with, you know, margaritas and shorts and, you know, a little bimini shirt, right?
Right.
And celebrate, you know. But I'll tell you, man, between you and I know that Northeaster come in, that changes your attitude when mm-hmm. that cold front comes cracking down on you.
Yeah. Yeah, every place has its own frequency.
And Guam seems to be the worst. My biggest problem is those burnt tortillas that come in from Costa Rica. You know, I go, what is this smell? Because I don't like this smell. What's this came from? No, you know, we have the best air. 450 NOAA spots test the air. Guam's number one.
Oh, right.
How could it not be?
Yeah.
How could it not be?
Yeah.
Being this little speck out here in the middle of nowhere, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nor the Marianas. You know, it's a wonderful place to be. So I can be very respectful and very humble, you know, and that I've been able to be here with you fine folks, you know, and go through what I've been able to go through, you know, as a tourist,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, that seems to be the name of the game.
Right.
We're not up to that part yet. We're working on that part. But we got a minute to go. So, Steve, anything you want to add?
Well, no, just the last thing I wanted to do about the aliens is just that, just be aware that there's agendas involved here, and that in order to find out what's true and not true about it, is what is the intent behind it? What are the people in power trying to do with it? Is it a false flag? Is it something that is really a threat or not?
Right. That's why the military is showing Navy pictures now, whereas before it was all completely deniable. It was a weather balloon.
Right.
And so now, as
whether it's ours anyway, from back engineered from the Roswell crash,
yeah.
for instance.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
But as many as we see them fly across the moon, mm-hmm. as we see, you know, if all this activity is going on,
mm-hmm.
To be able to be in a situation mm-hmm. where, because of the ascension, because of the ascension, you know, we're starting to grasp what's really going on mm-hmm. within our little
not to mention
solar system.
Geological discoveries.
Ooh. Hey, you know what? Love, 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 love. Guadja, guadja, guadja. Let's do the news. We'll be right back.